Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota. It's been cold out there. You know that. Wednesday, the high was 8 below, which is an interesting phenomenon when the peak is below you. School was canceled on Wednesday, which they never did back in my day, but then we never expected them to. We knew they wouldn't, so it was not an issue for us. Kids got to sleep in late on Wednesday and watch movies and mess around and maybe go out for a walk. Their parents probably drove them outdoors because there was a full moon this week, which is really beautiful. There was a full moon in California as well, but it's much more dramatic when it's bitterly cold and it's a snowy landscape, and you can stand out there and look up at the moon, and you can imagine that up there is the Earth, and that you are on the surface of the moon, and you are a space alien, and out there is a beautiful world that you can dream about going to, a world that they call California, and maybe God will let the Pharaoh let you go, and you can go off to the promised land. The ice is thick, very thick on the lake now, so it's safe to drive out there on a pickup truck, a big dump truck, actually, people driving out there. But it can be scary because the ice cracks, and we're used to it. We know it's not going to break, but it sounds like a gun going off, and it can really shock you. You can be sitting there in your ice house, and you've got a line down in a hole in the ice, and you're jigging it, and you're sitting there in dim light, and suddenly the shotgun goes off, and the next thing you know, you're running across the ice, you're outdoors, and there's a strange feeling in your pants, and how did this happen? How did you get here? Men have nervous systems too, you know, and though we pretend we don't, and in cold weather, your nervous system gets cranked up really, really tight. And though you don't feel nervous or jittery, nonetheless, you're wound tight. And if somebody drops a tray on the floor, please don't. You go right through the roof. You come out the door in the morning and you get into your car, which your teenager borrowed the night before and tuned to his radio station. And turn the volume to seismic proportions, and you just turn that key in the ignition, and music explodes from the dashboard, and you leap headfirst in the ceiling, and that's all because of winter. You don't know about that here in California, because you are relaxed people. It's amazing to come out and watch you and people sitting in a cafe, and once in a while, one of them just fall over, just whoa! And they don't make a big deal about it at all. They just say, whoa, that was interesting. Wow, I just fell over on the floor. Well, all right. In the snow belt, which is where I'm from, I mean, we're on edge because relaxation leads to sleepiness, and sleepiness leads to death, if you know what I mean. It just 1, 2, 3, and you come to California so you can sleep at night, but you drift off and you have dreams of snowdrifts, and you are walking through the woods in your pajamas, and you have no idea where you are, and you are barefoot, and you're very, very sleepy, and the fact that you're sleepy wakes you up right away. And this happens over and over. You like hearing about this, don't you? You like hearing about the sufferings of other people that have not affected you. I mean, you people keep winter up there in the Sierras, you know, so you can go visit it now and then, like some lunatic aunt up there. But we have the lunatic aunt living right with us in the home. Anyway, there was more snow this week, and it was very, very cold, gray clouds on Thursday, and it snowed all day, and around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, everybody came out and shoveled, people in their warm clothes, kind of a scene out of the Old Testament in a way, but never mind that. We're all used to it. There's no reason for you to worry about it. And it was warm out, you know, it was 15 degrees, and so we went out and got the job done. Everybody feels a little heavy after the holidays when portion control got out of hand, and people feel encumbered by gifts that they did not want and are amazed that they receive that blender that's inferior to the two that you already have, and the incredibly ugly towels and the scented candles that make you nauseated, and the home cheese-making kit. What? Am I going to start making cheese at home? I don't think so. Did I say something and made somebody think I was dissatisfied with store-bought cheese? I hope not. And the books that you get from people, whatever made her think that Proust was an emptiness in my life, and to give me the whole set. And then you open it up and you see the book plate on which she has written your name, and you peel that off, and underneath it's written to her. Merry Christmas 2013, Sarah. So it was re-gifted, and now you'll have to re-gift it to somebody with more ambition than you have. Proust, I don't think so. And the nephew who gives me Thoreau's Walden. What? I read this, okay? I read it when I was 19. I loved it when I was 19. And then I grew up and I got over it. And I don't need to go back to it. Thoreau went to live in the woods because he'd been living with his parents for many, many years, and they were tired of it, and so was he. So he went off, and he lived in this little cabin. Meanwhile, his mom did his laundry. He doesn't mention that in the book, but but we know that it's true. She brought him hot meals. I mean, somehow he left that out because it didn't fit the picture of independence, but it's the truth. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Clarence and Arlene Bunsen, they came out to California, but they couldn't tell people that they were coming out to Napa Valley on New Year's Day. They told people that they were going to visit her cousin, Millie, in Idaho. But in fact, they visited with Millie on the phone from Napa Valley, from the New Day Resort and Spa, where they had gone. They just found it sort of awkward, you know, to announce with a blizzard forecast and a cold wave coming in that they were going to go off to a warm place. Just didn't seem like a good move. The Lindblads went to Sedona, Arizona last year, and they stayed for 3 months, and they bought a double wide, and there were a lot of comments about that, and none of them were particularly kind. So Arlene decided to tell people that this was for the benefit of her elderly cousin and just let it go at that, and not say that they wanted to be able to hike in their shirt sleeves and sit outdoors and eat wonderful food that's more exciting than meatloaf and go for a massage. People back in my hometown look on massage as illicit, and there's no way to explain that it's not, which makes you think that maybe it is. And so you just don't want to talk about it. It's just a private thing. They spent the week at the New Day Resort and Spa with a heated pool, and they ate lunch outdoors, and they sat in the sun. And then in the afternoon, they discovered the hot springs, and they went and they sat naked in the hot springs, which they had never done before. Clarence and Arlene sat there not looking at the other people, who they could see were studiously not looking at them, and sat there with their cell phone under Clarence's hat. It was taped to the inside. We hope it was not tapped. It was taped, actually, to the inside of his hat, and it rang, and it was his brother Clint back in Lake Wobegon, who was looking after their house, and he said that the furnace had gone out 2 days before, and there were ice dams up on the gutters, and there was water apparently leaking down the walls, and their dog was sick, and there seemed to be a squirrel down in the basement. And then Clint said, "What is that sound?" It was the waterfall at the hot springs. Clarence said, We're here with Cousin Millie, and we're watching a National Geographic special, and that's the Victoria Falls in Tanganyika." Clint said, "You mean the Victoria Falls in Zambia, right between Zambia and Zimbabwe?" "Yes, that same waterfall, over in that area, roughly." "How is Millie doing?" "She's doing fine. Can I say hello to her?" "Well, she just drifted off to sleep. She's very tired." "Well, tell her that Clint said hello." "It was very pleasant. up at the New Day Resort and Spa, and it took them a few days to realize that this resort was operated by a sect called Byrontology, which was founded by a man named Byron. And whenever they sat down for a moment, some friendly person would come up and ask if they were interested in channeling and opening up their parallel emotive capability and exploring the world of responsive reciprocity, and had they heard of third generation transitional totality projection. And they had not. Well, all you have to do, they said, is just put these headphones on, and in half an hour, after you listen to some tones and whispers, you can open up capabilities that you never dreamed that you had. And so, because they were tired of saying no and no thank you and maybe later, they said, okay. And they put the headphones on Clarence and Arlene, and they lay there in the hot springs, and they fell asleep, and they had visions. They had very similar visions. Unusual, I know, but they've been married for so many years. They had visions of the morning sun on sugar maples with frost on them, white frost and steam rising from the lake where the river flows into it, and there's open water and animal tracks out in the snow, and they could hear shovels scraping, and they could hear the clang of that steel cable banging against the flagpole up at school. That was their mystical experience, was a vision of home in which they were in bed lying together under quilts and they were reading books. They couldn't tell which book it was, but it was not Proust and it was not Thoreau. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the better good looking, and all the children are above average.